We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield, this is Larry Fedora Live, brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Free to do what's right for you. Find an agent today at trustedchoice.com/goheels. And by Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far.
Now he'll take off and he has some room. 30, 20, 15, 10. Take it home, you
from top of the hill. This is Larry Fedora Live. Here is your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. We are high above Franklin Street here in downtown Chapel Hill. It is the latest edition of Larry Fedora Live, coming your way on a Tuesday, September the 18th. And we're going to be talking Tar Heel football for the next hour. Hope you can join us and help us chat a little bit. 866-TAR-HEEL is the phone number, 866-827-4335. Casey is back in the studio. Casey will take your question. He will get them to us here at the restaurant. You can also send me a tweet. Write to me. It's at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. You know that. I'll get those during the show as well. And we are going to do an extra segment with no game to talk about from this past weekend. We're going to do an extra segment with Coach of listener questions, so we have plenty of time, plenty of opportunities to get to those questions. We do have a bunch that we have built up from throughout the day, but can certainly take some more. So again, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335, or shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel, Angel 2Ls at the end. Also, as we move through the show today, we're going to have Tar Heel Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham is coming to join us. Bubba's going to talk about some of the hurricane relief situations around Chapel Hill, some of the things that the Tar Heels are doing and Carolina Athletics is doing to try to help with relief and resources for the help with Hurricane Florence. Also, Rick Steinbacher is going to join us. Steiny's going to come, and we're going to talk about game day in Chapel Hill. Finally, the Tar Heels are going to get to play a home game this Saturday. It is September the 22nd, the second latest home start for the Tar Heels since 1970. They'll finally be at home coming up this Saturday against Pitt. We'll talk about that game, and Rick will be here to talk some just about all the different stuff around Keenan Stadium. There's a lot new this year in Keenan Stadium. But first, let's chat with the head coach of the Heels. And Coach, certainly a challenging week for the state of North Carolina with Hurricane Florence just ravaging the eastern part of our state. All your players, they back? Are they safely now back in Chapel Hill? I know they dispersed in the middle of last week.
Yeah, once the university shut down on Tuesday, we practiced Wednesday morning, and then we let all of the guys go on Wednesday afternoon. So we had probably about, I'd say roughly about half our team stayed in Chapel Hill, and the other half went either home or went with a friend or went with someone to try to make sure and be safe during the storm. And so We were able to get all of our guys back here Monday, and they were all able to get back safe. And all of our players whose families have been involved or in the eastern part of the state, their families are all safe. Some of them may be displaced right now, but they're all safe and they're all doing okay.
How about you, your family, everybody okay? Got through it okay?
Yeah, I mean, we were really blessed here in Chapel Hill. I mean, we just didn't get much. I mean, we got a little wind and a little bit of rain, and that was it. Probably the majority of the rain came Monday morning. And I guess that's when Chapel Hill got the most flooding. But, our family was doing well. I mean, really, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people that have been affected by this storm. You know, there's been, I think, reported now 32 deaths. And that's not, and all the people that are just, their homes have been flooded and they can't get back to their homes or they can't get out. It's a very sad situation.
Of course, a lot of people now wanting to help, and Coach Carolina Football is part of that. In fact, you were out this morning, I saw, delivering some supplies. You have your equipment truck parked over there near the Smith Center, and that's receiving supplies that can be taken to the eastern part of the state.
Yeah, the first thing was Kevin Reddick, who is a former player for us in 2012, was a captain on our team, reached out because his hometown of New Bern got hit really hard. And so the players decided to, and it was 100%, we had 100% guys donate their per diem for the week for New Bern. And so our wives, yeah, thank you. It was pretty neat deal. So the wives went and bought a lot of supplies from Costco. Quite a bit, So the players, the coaches, we had quite a few people donate, and so Kevin's picking that up on Friday and taking that to New Bern. And then we had other supplies that we got, and we're using the equipment truck. And so our equipment truck's parked there right in front of the Dean Dome, and people can donate items that will be taken to the eastern side of the state. And so we were over there today loading some of the items that had been delivered, for the truck.
And again, we're going to have Bubba's going to join us about halfway through the show. We're going to talk to him some about several topics, but a lot of it about these hurricane relief opportunities and some things that you can do to help and different things that are going on around Carolina Athletics and trying to help and things like that. Also, you may have seen today, former Tar Heel, of course, Michael Jordan, donating $2 million to the hurricane Wow. relief efforts. That's pretty cool. Of course, Michael over in Charlotte now with the Hornets. Coach, just pure football-wise, how did you and your staff use this kind of unexpected time off this past weekend?
Yeah, so first of all, we, like I said, we practiced Wednesday morning, and so then we started breaking down basically Pitt from that point on and started focusing on that and worked through the weekend. Even though we didn't have any players here or any practices, we still went ahead and prepared everything. And so our intention was to practice Sunday, but we were unable to do that. So we just flipped our Sunday-Monday schedule. So we practiced on Monday and then practiced this evening, and then now we'll be back into a normal week as much as we possibly can.
Is it hard to refocus? Was it hard to kind of get the guys back together and focused on just because there has been so much going on?
Yeah, they didn't practice or didn't see each other really, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So for 4 days, which is unusual.
Sure.
During a season, even in an open week, you don't have anything like that. So that was unusual, and Monday's practice was a little rusty, just getting everybody refocused. And then, but today was really good. So I'm pleased with where the guys' mindset is.
Carolina back at home or at home for the first time this year, coming up against Pitt this Saturday. We'll talk about that matchup with the Panthers coming up a little bit later in the show. As we said, with no game to talk about from this past week, and we got an extra segment that we're going to attack your questions. So get them in, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. You can send me a tweet as well, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. We already have about 20 questions built up from throughout the day, so we have plenty to get to, but that doesn't mean we can't take more. So give us a call, shoot me a tweet. We're going to get to some questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels when we return. It is Tuesday, September the 18th. We are at Top of the Hill Restaurant, and this is the latest edition of Larry Fedora Live from Learfield.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes last year in North Carolina were the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Show them it's not safe to call or text while driving. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Continental Tire's Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers, multiple locations in the Triangle, to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
We're at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Larry Fedora live. My name is Jones Angel, alongside the head coach of Carolina football. Thanks for being with us. We're going to be here till 8 o'clock tonight. Hope you can join the show. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Casey back in the studio, or shoot me a tweet. Join the social media era. Larry Fedora loves it. It's at Jones Angel on Twitter. Angel has two L's at the end. Hey, Granville Towers is partnering with the Tar Heels. Give away two tickets to the Carolina-Georgia Tech game coming up soon. The winners will also get the chance to participate in an on-field promotion at halftime and win a grand prize. If you'd like to learn more, if you're interested in entering, you can go to Carolina's official Facebook page, or you can go to the contest page on GoHeels.com. Granville Towers, for many, 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 many years, the place to be at UNC. Let's get to Tar Heels in the NFL 19. Tar Heels currently on 15 different NFL teams. A lot of guys really had a productive weekend. Gio Bernard, 42 total yards and 10 touches for the Bengals this past Thursday. Their win over the Ravens. Cincinnati 2-0 early in the year. MJ Stewart in his first year really playing well for the Bucs. The Bucs are a surprising 2-0. MJ had five tackles, including a tackle for loss this past weekend in the Buccaneers' victory. Ryan Switzer, 52 all-purpose yards for the Steelers in their game against the Chiefs. Zach Brown, 10 tackles, including one for loss for the Redskins against the Colts in that same game. But for the Colts, Eric Ebron had three catches, including a touchdown. He now has two touchdowns in two games. Robert Quinn had a sack, couple tackles for loss for the Dolphins. They're 2-0 also. And finally, Mitch Trubisky, two touchdowns and 200 yards as the Bears topped Russell Wilson and the Seahawks on Monday Night Football. All right, let's get to our UNC Healthcare Know Your Stats feature. It's brought to you by our friends at UNC Healthcare and MyUNC Chart. You can keep track of your medical stats with MyUNC Chart. Visit myuncchart.org to sign up. That's myuncchart.org to sign up. Coach, the stat today is 50.7%. That is Nathan Elliott's completion percentage so far this season. I'm guessing you and Nathan would like that number to be higher. How can he be a little more accurate than he has been through the first two games?
Well, one, he's just got to play football and not be worried about making mistakes. And if you try to go into a game and not make mistakes, you're not going to be able to do anything. And that's kind of where he's been, in these last couple of games. And we've got to get him to relax and just play football. I mean, the game hasn't changed. So just go play football, throw the ball around, take it where it's supposed to go, and everything will be good. But the majority of those problems have been with his feet.
I was going to ask you about that. So when you see those, what do you mean? His feet aren't set the way you want them to, or what's he doing?
Yeah, so he gets happy feet. He's more worried about where the rush is and what's happening in the secondary and all the things that, you know, you start thinking about and trying to process too much information. Mm-hmm. And just go where they tell you to take it, and you'll be okay. And when he starts thinking about all the different things, then it's kind of like paralysis by analysis, mm-hmm. and nothing goes good.
It'll be a tough matchup this weekend. Pitt, a very good defensive team. Pat Narduzzi, a defensive-minded head coach. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. But that was our UNC Healthcare Know Your Stats feature, brought to you by UNC Healthcare and My UNC Chart. Keep track of your stats with My UNC Chart. It's myuncchart.org to sign up. All right, let's get to some questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. Coach, we have a bunch. Let's start with this one. Samuel Fleming sent an email, said he knows the indoor portion of the new football complex is very close to completion. Is it in good enough condition for the team to be able to practice if needed? And secondarily, what is the status of the outdoor portion for the football complex?
Well, to my knowledge, it's not.
Ben told you can go in there.
No, I've asked many times because we could have used it this week. We had to come off the field yesterday because of lightning and everything. So it would be nice to be able to get in there, but it's not at a point where they'll let us in there. And the outdoor fields, I don't know where it's at since all the flooding. I just don't know. I haven't heard in the last couple of days.
It's been interesting. Not interesting may not be the right word. The weather has not cooperated a lot. That is one of the reasons why that project is a little behind schedule from where it was anticipated to be, but also just all the different things they found under the ground of those fields when they tore them up has really slowed things down as far as getting that cleaned out and being able to.
I mean, it's a big, pretty looking thing now. Yeah. I'm going to just tell you.
That building's big now.
Yeah, it's big and it's pretty. I would like to go in there. I really would. I'd like to check it out.
A couple of questions, Coach, kind of about this past weekend and things like that. Nathan via Twitter sent this one in. He said he knows you've only had one or two practices since the break, but have you sensed any kind of renewed focus or maybe a new sense of life from the team? I mean, this is an unusual break to have so early in the season.
It is, and we talked about turning it into a positive. You know, I mean, we can't control what has happened and with the weather and all those things, but we can take this break and kind of reboot, restart, and we've got a 9-game regular season, and we start this week. And so our guys have been really focused. Like I said, Monday's practice was a little rusty from them being off. And today was really good. And I expect tomorrow to be even better.
A similar question. This one came from Dennis via Twitter. Wanted to know any silver lining, just football-wise. Obviously, there's not really a whole lot of good in real life that you're going to pull from this event. But any silver lining football-wise from the game cancellation this past weekend? And if so, if what you might think they were?
I don't know that canceling a game there's a silver lining in it other than, we're going to make what happened. We're going to turn it into something good.
Sure.
You know, that's the plan. And so I don't know, that you would pick out. It gave some guys maybe that were, getting close to getting back injury-wise, another week of rest. So that would be the positive.
A related question comes from Chris. He wants to know when Michael Carter is available, how you anticipate using Michael, who has missed the first couple of games due to injury, how you anticipate using him with Antonio Williams and Jordan Brown, who have been your main backs so far this year.
Yeah, well, when we get Michael back, I mean, he'll jump back in and be part of that rotation, and we'll see. Again, we'll go with the hot guy and the guy that's running the ball and protecting the quarterback.
This was a late email from Kim Bennett, and not really a question in here, but I thought it was a good one, so I wanted to mention it. Kim said, please let the players know that those of us who love our Heels and those of us who have a personal connection to the school and or a player or players will be with them in spirit even if we can't see the game. when something like this hurricane happens, it makes us appreciate the spirit and character of people and the joy, the thrill of a game can bring. Kim says she taught Avery Jones, young player on your team,
right,
taught him English in high school and couldn't be more happy with the school he chose. Can't wait to watch him play. Keep up the good fight and go Heels. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, this everything that's happening right now, I mean, it puts it puts things in a different perspective. I mean,
sure,
you look at things a little bit different. Our team does. They see all the hardship that's going on around the state and the people that are suffering and so many people want to help. You know, they want to help. They want to do whatever they can to help, and that's how the guys were able to help with their per diem. And they all want to help in some way or another. We got great kids, and they know people are suffering, and it's tough for anybody to take.
Let's take a timeout. Come back. We're going to get to some more questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. You can get them in too. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Or send me a tweet. It's at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. So glad you're here with us today. We're at Top of the Hill Restaurant. This is Larry Fedora live, all coming your way from Learfield.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J.Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and McCormick & Schmick's Seafood & Steaks. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Shelba Johnson Trucking is committed to being the best in new furniture transportation. Their employees are dedicated to meeting customers' needs using state-of-the-art transportation technology, providing safe and environmentally responsible deliveries. Headquartered in Thomasville, Shelba Johnson Trucking provides world-class capabilities and a national reach. Owner and President Joe Wade grew up in Burlington, is a proud Carolina alum, and is committed to his clients, workers, and the Triad community. With Shelba Johnson Trucking, you're partnering with a winner. Visit sdjtrucking.com for more information. Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace and Hershey's are giving your child under 13 the chance to be the Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after opening kickoff. Six lucky winners, one per home game, will receive four tickets and a VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434. Or visit cruisers.net/T-Kid.
DocuSource is an award-winning marketing logistics company focused on supporting all levels of communication for life science, technology, healthcare, academic, and nonprofit organizations. Designing and delivering mission-critical information and collateral anywhere in the world for you. DocuSource. Information. Logistics. Results. Call 919-459-5900 or visit them online at DocuSourceofNC.com to experience the DocuSource difference today.
There's something out there for you and me, and the American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway, no matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Chick-fil-A's new frosted coffee?
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's great for study breaks or for a little pick-me-up during the day. Come try it at Chick-fil-A University Place.
Hold on. Isn't that where they have college night every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m.?
Yes, sir. Come buy a large fry and a large beverage.
And get a free original sandwich or an 8-count nugget for free.
Did you say free?
Yeah, I said it free.
Also, if you want to tailgate, we got you covered.
Swing by and order a large nugget tray today.
Don't forget your gallon of sweet tea.
Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. I'm Jones Angel. He's Larry Fedora. This is his show. I'm just kind of guiding the ship. It's Larry Fedora Live. We're here Tuesday nights through the football season. If you could tell, Coach Fedora, a little emotional tonight, it's because we don't have a radio show next week with the Tar Heels playing on Thursday night next week down in Miami. We will not have a show next week, but we'll be back 2 weeks from now, back on our regular schedule on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. But don't forget, and I'll remind you one more time, but no show next week with the Tar Heels playing Thursday night. So quick turnaround for Carolina from the home game against Pitt this Saturday, heading on the road to see Miami coming up on Thursday, next Thursday. Reminder, GoHeels.com, your spot for all your Carolina football ticket needs. And once you get them, download that official Go Heels Game Day app. It'll help you get your way through Chapel Hill on game day. We'll talk to Rick Steinbacher coming up in just a little bit about game day in Chapel Hill. We finally get one here with Carolina playing at home for the first time this Saturday. All right, a lot of sports, of course, going on. Wanted to give you a quick Olympic sport recap and update on what's going on around Chapel Hill. Field hockey, 7-0, number one in the nation. Their last action was last Tuesday, beat Appalachian State 6-0. Of course, field hockey, just like football and like everybody else, had all their action that was scheduled for this past weekend either outright canceled or postponed. They had matches against Virginia and James Madison that were postponed. Their next action will be on the road at Duke on Friday night. Men's soccer, number three in the nation. The guys are 5-1 overall. Their last action was a win at Davidson last Tuesday. They had a match against Duke postponed and one against UNC Greensboro canceled. Their next action is Friday at Notre Dame. Women's soccer, number five in the country, 6-2-1 overall. They were able to play this last weekend on the road, took on number seven Florida State and picked up a 1-0 win in Tallahassee. The ladies play again Thursday at against Pittsburgh. That game has been moved. It is a home game, but it's been moved to Cary at the Wake Med Soccer facility there in Cary if you're interested in checking them out. And Carolina volleyball just underway. They are playing tonight against Elon. We'll try to get you a score on that. They just got started on the road over in Burlington. Okay, couple of basketball pieces of information wanted to give you. Late night, officially scheduled. That is Friday, October the 12th. That is the day before the Virginia Tech football game here in Chapel Hill. So Friday, October 12th is the late night event. The only public exhibition for the guys is Friday, November 2nd. That's against Mount Olive in the Smith Center at 7:30. The regular season starts really early this year on Tuesday, November the 6th at Wofford. And we know what happened with Wofford last season. The home opener for Carolina basketball is November 12th against Stanford. All right, couple more things. Congratulations in order. One, former Tar Heel player Joe Wolf named the head coach of the Greensboro Swarm of the MBDL. That is Charlotte's MBDL team. And Charlie Scott heading into the Basketball Hall of Fame this past Friday. Charlie becomes the 10th Tar Heel to join the Basketball Hall of Fame, joining Ben Carnevale, Frank McGuire, Coach Smith, Billy Cunningham, Bob McAdoo, Larry Brown, James Worthy, Coach Williams, of course, and Michael Jordan. So congratulations to Charlie Scott, who, of course, made a huge impact on and off the court for Carolina basketball. All right, let's get to some more questions for the head coach of Carolina football, Larry Fedora. You can get yours in, too, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel. Coach Leland sent this one in, and it is our Cruisers question of the night. Leland's getting a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Great tasting fountain drinks, high performance gasoline. You're good to go at Cruisers. Leland wanted to know, how do you try and keep former players involved with your program?
You know, really, we stay in touch with them as much as possible, you know, and especially these guys get out and they get in the working world and they spread out all over. But we when they're back in this area, we try to make sure they come by. They stay in touch with us. They, you know, the guys that are in the NFL, we're in constant contact with all the time. You know, we had, I want to say, 18 guys back for the freak show this summer, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, just getting them back into Chapel Hill, because they all enjoy coming back. They sure. They love coming back. They love being around Chapel Hill and the university. And so we try to stay in as much as contact as we possibly can.
I would think, well, two things. One, I mean, there's just so many people who have lettered at Carolina in any football program, that the number is just so high, I would think that's a bit of a challenge. How have you also tried to maybe get to know guys who weren't necessarily your guys, the players that you had while you've been head coach?
Yeah, well, we have, you know, these guys come back in the spring. We have a golf tournament in the spring before the spring game. And so we, you know, the coaches, we always get out there and try to make sure we meet as many people as possible. We have, you know, and then that night we have a dinner for them. And we're able to meet a lot of guys, and because you're seeing guys from I mean, all the way back, I think one of the oldest men there was like in his late 80s.
Wow.
You know, and so we've got just about every decade of guys that come back, and it's great to hear their stories. Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I want them to know that they're always welcome because they built the place.
Sure.
You know, it's their home. And, you know how it is. I mean, when you come back, I mean, you're flooded with memories, great memories about everything. And so we want them to enjoy that and experience as often as they can.
Coach, this wasn't a question we received, but you and I were talking about this off the air a little bit about a play that happened this past weekend in college football with North Texas, where the punt returner never called for the fair catch, received the punt, kind of relaxed a little bit. I think they were playing Arkansas. The guys from Arkansas kind of eased up, and then the North Texas returner took it actually for a touchdown. We saw that a couple years ago with Ryan Switzer. I believe it was against Wake Forest where Ryan did something similar. It was called back because the officials, I think, were a bit confused. But interesting that we saw that again.
Yeah, in fact, I text Seth right at the end of the game, said, you pulled a Switzer, you know. And, you know, later he replied and he laughed about it. But actually, Seth sent his special teams coordinator out this past spring. And so this past spring, Coach Biagi came by and spent some time with me about punt return and we actually talked about that, and he said he was going to use it. And what he did was they planned it, and he informed the officials about it before the game because he told me, he said, I told them before the game, I told them during the game to remind them, and then on the play that it was happening, I told them then, here it comes. And they executed it perfectly, and fortunately for the young man, nobody blew him up.
See, Ryan just went out and did it on its own when he did it, right?
That's right. Ryan did it on his own. Yeah, exactly.
Of course, Seth Luttrell was the Seth that Coach was referring to, former offensive coordinator here at Carolina, who's now the head coach at North Texas, doing a very nice job. They ended up winning that game against Arkansas, I believe, this past weekend.
Yeah, they're doing really well. Seth's done a great job there.
Couple of questions, Coach. This one from Darlene. Wanted to know how you thought Cade Fortin played in some limited reps against East Carolina. He was your quarterback, I think, maybe the last two drives in the game against ECU.
Cade came in and threw it around. You know, he's got a really good arm. I mean, he can throw the football.
Yes.
And, you know, you could I mean, I'm going to tell you, he made some really nice throws, you know, in a tough situation. And so, you know, you'll possibly see more of Cade in the future.
Wes sent this email question in. Want to know why the Tar Heels are snapping the ball to the punter at an angle this year. It's a little different from what we've seen. Hunter Lynn is actually standing not directly behind the long snapper, but a couple steps to the right.
Yeah, so in the past, you know, we've had a rugby-style punter, so a guy that would catch the ball and then start moving. You know, Tom was left-footed, so he would move to his left and then punt the ball rolling, which changes the block point for a punt return team. So it makes it tougher on a punt return team, especially if you can, you know, hit it straight and then also take off running and hit it, and which Tom could do. And before that, Hibbard was doing that, you know. So Lent's not as comfortable moving with the pocket. And so we've just set up our protection for him to do that. In fact, Luke Pascal's our new special teams coordinator and brought that in and did it. And I was unsure about it myself because I've never been a part of that. But Lent's doing a really nice with it, and the punt team's doing a great job with it. And we'll see how it goes, you know, further down the road.
Let's sneak in one more, Coach, before we take another break. This one came from Ken. He said, clearly, you haven't had the results you wanted in the first couple of games, but who individually has stood out to you in a positive way after reviewing your first two games?
Well, it's been there hasn't been really anybody consistently that has stood out. You know, I will say that Antonio Williams has done a really good job for a guy that just moved in here. And feel good about where he's at and the way he's played in his first two games. And so, but there's nobody on either side of the ball that I would point out has been really good consistently, you know, and that's what we've got to get. We've got to have some consistency along the board, offensive line, defensive line, everybody. You know, we've got to get that, and our guys want to get that, and we'll do a better job of it.
Let's take a timeout, come back. Bubba Cunningham, I think I saw Bubba, he's here. Athletic director here at Carolina is going to come join us, going to talk a little bit about hurricane relief efforts coming up. Also, Rick Steinbacher going to join us soon, talk about game day in Chapel Hill. And we get some more questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels, too. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. It's Larry Fedora live from Learfield.
During Ram Power Days, drive like a champion in the 2018 Ram 1500. It's powerful, dependable, and always ready to play. And now, get 0% financing for 6 years on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. So hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days. 0% APR financing for 6 years equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 10-1-18.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers, multiple locations in the Triangle, to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
You know, some people say I take tailgating too seriously.
Dude, is that a bounce house?
The bounciest. I'm just passionate, you know?
And is that a smoker?
Where else are all the delicious meats gonna go?
I admire your dedication. Point me to the chips and dip.
Sure, on the table next to the chocolate ganache
grand dieu cake.
For those that go all out during football season, head to your neighborhood Publix, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics, to pick up everything you need all in one place. Stop in today. Publix Supermarkets, where shopping is a pleasure.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a football field with your eyes closed. And nearly 50% of teens and young adults admit to texting while driving. I'm joining Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents to urge you to put down the phones when driving. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. No text is worth a life. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
We're at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. It's Larry Fedora live. Talking about a couple basketball things a moment ago. There's one more I wanted to mention. And that is coming up next week is the Roy Williams Fast Break versus Cancer Breakfast. This is going to be the 14th annual Fast Break versus Cancer Breakfast hosted by Coach Williams. That event has raised more than $2.5 million for research at the UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center. So it is an awesome cause. Registration for the event, which is a week from today. It is September the 25th, a little earlier than normal, about a week or two earlier than it normally is. Registration begins at 7:30 that morning at the Smith Center. Breakfast is at 8. Matt Brown, former Tar Heel head coach, is the keynote speaker. Of course, soon to be heading into the College Football Hall of Fame. Coach Brown is the keynote speaker this year. Tickets are $100. All proceeds go to the UNC Lineberger Cancer Center, and again, that's raised more than $2.5 million over the last several years. If you are interested in purchasing tickets, easy to remember, unclineberger.org/fastbreak. unclineberger.org/fastbreak. Hope you can check it out. If you've never been before, it really is a fun morning, a fun event. Coach Williams does a terrific job with that. Excited to have with us now the athletic director here at the University of North Carolina. That is Bubba Cunningham. Bubba, how are you, sir? Great to see you.
Great. Thank you, Jones. Great to be with you.
Thank you. And
Jones, before you go any further, I want to make sure everyone here knows your mother and father are here.
Welcome. They are here today.
They were here last week or 2 weeks ago. Your dad was. And I was sitting in the back with Clint, and I heard him say to somebody, his name was Monrovi Angel.
Yep.
And Clint said, I'm not sure if that's Jones's dad or not, because he didn't say two L's at the end.
That's right. It's the qualifier. You have to make sure you know.
So it was just a guess.
Yes, they're here. Thank you for being here. Bubba, of course, it's been a tough week and a half, a week or so, for this state with Hurricane Florence. And The University of North Carolina, the Carolina Athletic Department, like so many people, want to help out, and there are a ton of terrific relief efforts going on right now.
Yeah, there sure are. And I really commend the football staff for getting their truck out there, for collecting money. And I heard Larry earlier talk about 100% of the players contributing their per diem money this week. The coaches' wives going out and buying product that can be shipped down there. It's a real great thing for this community to be able to get behind and support all the people that are so much less fortunate than we are. And the Friday Center is now a shelter for over 500 people from throughout the state that have been displaced from their homes. And they turned that thing around within about 24 hours. Wow. And I give that staff tremendous credit for being there, volunteering, and then making it happen.
How are, and I think you visited the Friday Center right a day or two ago, how are those people, how is Carolina Athletics trying to reach out to some of those folks who are staying there?
Well, in addition to the Friday Center, we've offered the Tennis Center as well. So we're preparing the Tennis Center. Should we need that by the end of the week, that'll be ready to go as a shelter as well. As I said, there's 500 at the Friday Center.
Wow.
We think we can accommodate up to 1,000 at the Tennis Center.
Jeez.
I don't know if we're going to need it or not. But the estimates between 9,000 and 20,000 people have been displaced. So all those folks are looking for a place to go. And it's really disheartening when you get there. I mean, those people have nothing. They a small place or a large place that has just been devastated by the torrential rains and the hurricane, they come there with what they have on, and they're just looking for some support and some help. And the Red Cross just does a remarkable job in providing incredible services. So there's many people that are trying to do things, and I would encourage anyone that can support the American Red Cross to do so. They do terrific work.
How can people learn more on how they can help with things that are going on?
A lot of it's posted on Go Heels and on the university website. And our public service office just does a remarkable job. They help staff the truck today so we could load the truck for these different goods that are being shipped to the eastern part of the state. So I think getting on that website and donating to the American Red Cross is probably the simplest way. But delivering canned goods, non-perishable food items, water, Gatorade, any of those things to the equipment truck across from the Smith Center is another great way. But if you can't do that, just a cash donation is outstanding.
Also, had somebody came up and mentioned Chapel Sports Club is receiving canned goods. They meet Thursday at Squids this week. They're receiving canned goods. So another place that you can go during that lunch meeting and help out with some canned goods and help out with hurricane relief. Bubba, while we have you here, wanted to talk about a couple other things just since we had you. Coach and I were talking about facilities a little bit ago. What updates can you give us on all these multiple facility projects? Some of them are finished, I know, but some of them are still trying to get there.
Well, I think his update was really good. We don't know yet.
So. Pretty clear, yeah.
Now, we're hoping to get in by midseason to the football facility. It is very close to being done. We don't have occupancy yet. You have to get the certificate of occupancy from the state. That hasn't happened yet. I'm hoping within the next few weeks. The outdoor fields didn't suffer as much damage in the last couple of days as I thought.
That's good.
So the provider, the guy who's putting that field in, thinks he's in pretty good shape to get those done. And so the outdoor grass field and the indoor turf field should be done about the same time.
Field hockey stadium's up and
field
running.
Field hockey stadium did tremendously well in this in the hurricane and the torrential rain we got yesterday. Everything, all the water actually got to the place it was supposed to go. That was really a good thing for us. And not so much down at Findlay North and South. Now, that water got where it was supposed to go. Unfortunately, it was on top of the field. And I don't know if any of you saw the pictures of that, but that pavilion, there was only about, you know, a foot between the water level and the top of the pavilion.
Wow.
That had to be 7 foot of water, at least.
And it was only about a foot between the top of the water and the top of the soccer goal.
Wow.
And that was just, you looked at it and yesterday afternoon and said, oh, this is a mess. By this morning, it was all gone.
Wow.
And so the AstroTurf or the field turf fields across the street where the track is, our soccer teams are practicing on that today. The Findlay South was just a little bit too soft, so we probably won't get there this week. And I know we've rescheduled the Thursday soccer game for Wake Med, but they drained exceptionally well. So the investment we made in those practice facilities is working out exceptionally well.
Soccer, lacrosse, new media facility, new video boards going up in the Smith Center, too. A lot going on.
Yeah, there certainly is. And you had talked earlier about that indoor facility. I was telling Coach and some of the players yesterday that we built an indoor facility when I was in South Bend because it was so cold. Mm-hmm. And it was snowing out. We had just finished it. It was absolutely an outstanding facility, snowing like mad. Our quarterback went up to Coach Holtz and said, "Hey, Coach, you know, we got this indoor facility. What do you think?" He said, "Son, that building's for recruiting." So even if we build this thing and it's raining, we may not be in it.
That's right. Of course, you never want to have to cancel and or postpone a game. It was the right decision, clearly, from this past weekend. Is there a possibility of adding a another game to get another 12th game on the schedule?
Yeah, we are looking at all the different options. Obviously, we have an open date on October the 6th. I don't think that's really realistic that we can schedule an opponent, get a game there. Then we'd be looking at the last game of the season. We're taking a look at it. I don't know how realistic that is, but we are looking at all the options. We really wanted to get through the hurricane, get through the weekend, get the next game played, and then turn our attention to what do we want to do at the back end of the season.
Would that be your preference too, Coach, to if possible, to get a 12th game?
Yeah, if it's possible and we can get it worked out, it would be good to have.
Bubba, anything else that's on your plate right now, some big projects you're working on, anything else you want to talk about before we let you go?
Well, I just want to make sure that the ACC Network building, your new home for the podcast, is appropriately adorned. I mean, that's very significant for all of us.
Yeah.
But the ACC Network building is going to be fantastic. It's going to be, we'll have studios and production facilities all at the first level, right out where all the buses line up, mm-hmm. and it'll all be glass on the front, so you can watch the production of the games if you're not inside. And then following the game, there's a big video board, and we can do the post-game press conferences. So if you're in the RV lot for football, you can actually watch the post-game press conferences there as well. And then on the top floor will be all the office space for everyone. So that should be ready to go in August of 2019, and we're very excited about that.
Gosh, so much happening around Carolina right now. Bubba, always good to see you. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and always appreciate talking with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the work. Thank you.
And that's the athletic director here at Carolina, Bubba Cunningham. We're going to take time out, come back, and we're going to go to an associate athletic director here at Carolina. Rick Steinbacher is going to join us. Tar Heels finally get to play in Keenan. We're going to talk about all the updates to Keenan Stadium with Rick when we return after this timeout. It's Tuesday, September 18th, and Larry Fedora live from Learfield.
It's bow time at Bojangles, and since 1977, we've been all about flavor. Grab a big bow box and simplify your mealtime with a 12-piece super tailgate special. You'll get 12 pieces of fresh, never-frozen chicken, 6 made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits, your choice of 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of Bojangles Legendary Iced Tea. Grab a 12-piece super tailgate special today. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J.Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and McCormick & Schmick's Seafood & Steaks. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
When my hair gets too long, I don't feel like me. But after a haircut at Great Clips, I get my
edge back. I order reprints of my driver's license photo. My dentist thinks I floss daily. I time revolving doors perfectly. And I can pronounce Worcestershire sauce. Oh, yes. Worcestershire.
Get in, out, and back to greatness. Download the Great Clips online check-in app. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Win a Carolina football memory your family will never forget. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace and Hershey's are giving your child under 13 the chance to be the Tar Heel Tea Kid and retrieve the tea after opening kickoff. 6 lucky winners, 1 per home game, will receive 4 tickets and a VIP experience for the entire family. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 or visit cruisers.net/teakid.
This fall, Pine Needles and Mid-Pines Resorts are offering a special rate to Tar Heels on two of the top courses in North Carolina. You can enjoy one round, one night stay and complimentary breakfast at Pine Needles and Mid-Pines Resorts starting at just $225. Take on your choice of two Donald Ross designs, one of which will host the 2022 U.S. Women's Open Championships. Call Pine Needles and Mid-Pines at 800-747-7272 and ask about the $225 Tar Heels Fall Golf Package. Rate per person, double occupancy.
When climbing the rankings or climbing a ladder, you need the right equipment for the job. So get the one ladder that does it all. The Werner Multi-Position Ladder is the most versatile ladder you can own. It converts into a step ladder, stairway ladder, extension ladder, or two scaffold bases. Head to Lowe's and pick up a Werner Multi-Position Ladder or visit Lowe's.com to see their huge selection of Werner ladders. Climb to the top with Werner, the official ladder of the NCAA, preferred by professional contractors, proud partner of the Heels, and always available at Lowe's.
It's Tuesday, September 18th. It's Tuesday. It's football season. That means we're at Top of the Hill Restaurant. Larry Fedora live. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Couple of reminders again. No show next week with the Tar Heels playing on Thursday night next week down in Miami. We will not have a show, but we'll be back 2 weeks from now. Also next Tuesday, we mentioned Coach Williams' fast break against cancer breakfast. Also next Tuesday, another event here in Chapel Hill is the Cheers to You Golf Tournament. Proceeds go to the budget for the band and cheer teams here at Carolina. Hermie Sadler is the man who drives that tournament. And if you're interested in learning a little bit more, website or the email account to learn more is hermie.foshow@gmail.com. That's hermie.foshow@gmail.com. That's 9 o'clock that morning. Tee off is at 10. Some folks that are playing in it, Tyler Hansbrough, Phil Ford, Mark May, of course, former Tar Heel quarterback, Luke's dad, Elliot Sadler, Todd Bodine, Phil Parsons from the world of NASCAR. So it should be a fun event. And again, all that, the proceeds go to the budget for the band and cheer teams here at Carolina. A lot of it goes to their travel budget so that they can hopefully go and support the Tar Heels in as many places as possible. We know the band and cheer teams will be in Keenan Stadium this weekend because the Tar Heels are going to be there for the first time this year. And to help us talk a little bit about that second consecutive show, the ratings were so high last week, we had to bring Rick Steinbacher back on, Associate AD. Of course, former All-ACC linebacker here at Carolina. Rick, thank you again for joining us this week. How are you?
Jones, it's great to be back with you and with Coach. I'm thinking of changing my email address to rickfoshow.
Rick.foshow@unc.edu.
What do you think?
I like that. Okay, so the Heels, we said this, it's tied for the second latest home start ever since 1970. So it's been a while since the Tar Heels have been in Keenan Stadium. Rick, what are some of the things that people can expect that are new this year? There's a bunch.
I don't think I've ever corrected you, but you're wrong.
What?
September 22nd, 2001.
Yeah, it's tied with that for the second. There's only.
Oh, I thought you said since 1970.
Yeah, see, that's why you don't correct Jones.
Don't correct Jones.
No, I'm having football withdrawal. It's almost September 20th. I think it's been almost, if not over, 300 days since we played football in Keenan Stadium. I'm fired up. Yeah. I'm ready to get back in Keenan and get it going.
So tell us a little bit. There's a bunch of new things going on. What are some things that fans can expect? Obviously, the seats, I think, will be the most visually different thing. Tell us a little bit about some new things going on in Keenan Stadium.
Yeah, the seats, we talked about them a lot. One more time, they're blue, they're comfortable, they're beautiful. Can't wait to see
and
people.
They're all in. They're all in and ready to go.
There's three rows of black in the visitor section for one game only. They'll be blue after that, I promise. But it looks absolutely awesome. Seats look great. Tailgate guys are absolutely crushing it. If you already have a tailgate routine, keep doing it. But if you are not satisfied with your tailgate routine in Keenan Stadium, go through the tailgate guys. Those guys are absolutely awesome. They keep running out of space by selling out of it, and we keep finding them new space, and then they sell out of that.
That's great.
And we just want to keep that rolling, and next year find up a whole bunch of new places to create tailgating villages all around Keenan Stadium. They're awesome to work with. I think we were their 13th school last year. I've lost count. I think they're up to about 80 schools now and NFL teams, but they do that good of a job. So do tailgate, guys, or at least try it if you haven't. That's a huge one. The other one that's just real quick note, everybody pay attention. Do not wear navy on Saturday, okay? Even though your ticket says wear navy, even though your parking pass says wear navy, ignore it. Wear Carolina blue.
So that was a late change, right? Just because of the odd schedule that we've had here at the beginning of the year.
Home opener in Keenan, we got to be in Carolina blue.
Sure.
So team's going to be in Carolina blue. We need you in Carolina blue. We're going to do a whiteout for Virginia Tech, and we will do the navy later in the year. But please help spread that word. We've got it out on social media. We'll keep pushing it. Help us tell everybody wear Carolina blue on Saturday.
Concessions, anything people need to know? Concessions-wise.
Yeah, it'll be great this year. You know, we've never been able to cook pizza in Keenan Stadium or the Smith Center. We did a new partnership with a company called Hunt Brothers. They make awesome pizza. They've invested a ton of money in creating new cooking facilities in Keenan Stadium and at the Smith Center so we can crank out hot, fresh pizza all game long. We have this thing called an e-tuck. Yeah, I didn't know what it meant either. It's basically a hot dog thing on a golf cart. You can drive it anywhere. Bubba wants us to get it out to his house one of these days. But you'll see that in Tar Heel Town and all around Keenan Stadium. We'll have Merritt's back. The more BLTs they make, the more we sell. We've now got them in like two locations in Keenan Stadium. They've got them in the dining halls. I think we're selling more BLTs in this city than anywhere else in the world, obviously. So a lot of concession stuff, too.
Early bird concession prices. I saw that. What is that?
Yeah, we're going to go back to something we tried a couple of years ago. If you get in the stadium in the first 45 minutes, half-price hot dogs, half-price all your fountain drinks. Really want to encourage people to be there early, be there when the band starts its pregame performance, be there when the players jump into the student section, which is about 22 minutes before kickoff. We're going to rethink the whole video board show. We're going to redo the team entrance. Really want you to get there early. So if you get there early, we'll feed you for half price.
Two more things before we let you go. One, I've mentioned the Game Day app here on the show. What is that? Why is it useful for people to get?
Yeah, please download our app if you haven't already. It's just the official Go Heels app. And when you go there now, there's a Game Day tab. Please accept push notifications. Please, if you're not too spooked out, let it track your location. Because with that, on Game Day, we can then push to you all kinds of notices. If there's a major accident on your way in, we can let you know about it. If there's anything special going on that Game Day, we can let you know about it. And if you go there, it's got maps, the easiest way to get to the game, the easiest way to leave the game. Best places to park. If there's a thing you need to know about Game Day, it is either in that app or we didn't get it in there. Let me know it's not in there and we'll add it to that app. But that's on our Go Heels Game Day app. And then we also have a Twitter handle at Go Heels Game Day where we push out a lot of great information as well.
Rick will be personally following your location all day on Game Day on what you're doing. All right, last thing. How has all this changed? How has putting on a football Game Day changed for you in the last 10, 15 years or so?
Oh, yeah, I think technology has changed it radically. I mean, we used to not have video boards. We used to not have LED boards. We used to not have phones in our hands. So I think that's really just changed the way people get their information. It's changed the way people follow the team. So we've tried to do anything and everything that we can to provide the fans what they want in whatever format they want it in and make it as easy for them as possible to know how to have a great day in Chapel Hill, having to have a great day in Keenan Stadium on a Carolina football home game.
Rick, always appreciate your time. Appreciate your enthusiasm. Looking forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks for being with us.
Go Heels. Good luck Saturday.
All right, we're going to talk about Carolina Pitt when we come back, wrap things up. Tar Heels jumping into ACC play. We'll talk to Coach about that when we return from Learfield.
During Ram Power Days, drive like a champion in the 2018 Ram 1500. It's powerful, dependable, and always ready to play. And now, get 0% financing for 6 years on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. So hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days. 0% APR financing for 6 years equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 10/1/18.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers' multiple locations in the Triangle to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Manage your health care online all the time with MyUNC Chart. It gives you the freedom to easily and securely access your health records and your UNC care team when you need to. Request appointments, get test results, pay bills, and much more all in one place. Stay well connected to your care with MyUNC Chart. Sign up now at myuncchart.org or download the MyChart app, available on iOS and Android.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
We are all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Florence. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way is creating the United Way Hurricane Florence Recovery Fund to support local communities in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the surrounding areas affected by Hurricane Florence. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit unitedway.org. unitedway.org.
All right, we have about 90 seconds left on the show. Pitt coming to Chapel Hill this weekend. Panthers 2-1 overall. They jumped into ACC play with a win over Georgia Tech this past week. Coach, what has piqued your interest about your opponent coming up this weekend?
Well, it's a typical Narduzzi team. I mean, he's going to do a really good job defensively of stopping the run and make you throw it. And, you know, he is special teams. They're going to be really sound every game. And then offensively, they're going to, you know, they're going to run the football. I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to a lot of shift and motions and jet sweeps and try to get you out of a gap and bring the ball downhill at you.
Yeah, they're averaging better than 200 yards rushing per game. And, Coach, I know you guys excited about getting back on the field as a team, just getting back out and being at home and getting the opportunity to play at home.
Just being in Keenan Stadium, being in the Tar Pit and being in front of our fans, our guys are really excited about it.
So it's a 12:20 kick coming up this weekend between the Tar Heels and the Panthers. Radio-wise, we'll be on the air at 11 a.m. with our network pregame coverage. Coach, always great to be with you. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you in 2 weeks here for our next show.
You got it, Jones.
That's the head coach of the Tar Heels, Larry Fedora. For tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill Restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill in the latest edition of Larry Fedora Live.
Live from Top of the Hill, this has been Larry Fedora Live, brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.